Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the world of AI-powered front-end development. Buckle up, because things are about to get interesting.
Ooh, AI and front-end. Color me intrigued. What kind of magic are we talking about here?
We're talking MCP servers, baby. Think of it like a universal translator for AI models, letting them swap information seamlessly. It's like a USB-C cable, but for code.
Okay, I'm following. So how does this MCP server wizardry actually help developers?
Imagine generating entire React components with a single prompt. This video shows how an MCP server whips up a Features tab component, complete with a dark theme and cool grain effects, and just plops it into a landing page. Boom.
No way. Like, it actually writes the TypeScript and everything?
Yes. It checks the project structure, builds the component, and implements it, all automatically. It's like having a coding genie at your fingertips. Pretty neat, right?
That's insane. So where do I sign up for this digital genie? What's the catch?
Well, the MCP server itself needs an API key from Magic UI. It's a simple setup on macOS or Linux. You just grab the key, paste it into a command, and you're off to the races.
Wait, so no Windows love?
Sadly, not directly. But the video mentions using WSL, the Windows subsystem for Linux, as a workaround. So Windows users aren't completely left out in the cold.
Got it. Okay, back to the cool stuff. What other tricks can this MCP server pull off?
It's got a few neat tools up its sleeve. There's the Magic Component Builder, which does the heavy lifting we just talked about. Then there's a logo search that generates SVGs, or code for images, and a component inspiration tool, which admittedly isn't as inspiring as it sounds.
Bummer. So what's the alternative if I need some design inspiration?
The video suggests checking out 21st.dev. They have a great selection of UI elements and a global search that pulls in options from other libraries like Chakra UI. Plus, you get previews, so you know what you're getting.
Nice. Any other time-saving tips?
Oh, absolutely. The video demonstrates copying the installation command from 21st.dev, pasting it into Cursor, and specifying where to implement the component. Cursor handles the rest, installing and placing the element in seconds.
Wow, so I can basically drag and drop pre-built components into my project? That's a game changer.
Exactly. It's all about streamlining the front-end workflow and making developers' lives easier. I see. Interesting.
This MCP server sounds like a serious productivity booster. Any downsides?
Well, the UI generation is limited on the free plan, only 5 generations per month. After that, you'll need to upgrade. The logo search and UI inspiration features are unlimited, though.
Fair enough. I guess you can't have everything for free.
True that. But hey, even with the limitations, this tech is pretty impressive. And that's a wrap on MCP servers and AI-powered front-end development. Thanks for tuning into Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.